Noche tu persona.
Ahorre, no compre sin visitar Emporio.
You know how fast we can go.
Larry on.
Why? And added that these are the facts as we know them. There is an epidemic of mass murder being committed by a virtual army of unidentified assassins.
Oh my God.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the WNC Super Party. I am, as always, and remain, Dave Sincere. Oh, shit, I got to turn myself down here. There we go. There we go. Welcome to the show, everybody. It is here in the Central Time Zone Thursday night, about 11:33 p.m. And it is wherever it is, whatever it is in your particular time zone, wherever you are. Thanks for showing up. Thanks for being a part of the Super Party tonight. This is going to be more than likely something of an abbreviated Super Party. We're going to play it by ear, wait and see. Jenkins probably says he may have an hour, hour and a half in him. I've got some family stuff. Got to take one of the grandkids to the doctor first thing in the morning. So my old ass needs to go nighty-night. Not too long from now. So I'm going to cover a couple of things, and we'll just see what happens. We're going to play it by ear, like we do many times here at the WNC Super Party. And dude, as always, or dudes and dudettes, excuse me, as always with us on the wheels of steel, spinning the metaphysical magic, rocking us like a hurricane, and just being a cool guy. Old man Jenkins is here. Jink, what's up?
Some usual shit, man. Like I said, I am running on absolutely no sleep at the moment. I am trying to make this as painless as possible for everybody involved, because you know what happened the last time. Last time was because we let Johnny talk for too long, and I literally fell asleep on air.
Yeah.
But besides that, man, I'm all right for the most part so far.
Well, hang tough, brother. And of course, and as always, we tried hiding and he found us anyway. He said if we hit again, he would beat us about the head and shoulders with a bag of dicks. Your friend and mine, Michael Corbin. What's up, Mike?
The sky, clouds, space, spacemen, spaceships, anything that is up, except my love for professional wrestling. That remains at an all-time low, and I still want it to die.
Well, here in a few minutes, maybe I can revive some of your love for pro wrestling. We'll see. I don't know. But I'm excited about something. I'm going to tell you about it. First of all, before I get into my couple of things, and like I said, I'm going to be cutting loose kind of early tonight, because I do got some family stuff to do early in the morning. So at my age, I need my sleep. You guys understand. I just got to get my sleep. I have no choice.
You don't take naps early in the day anymore?
Well, you know, this is one of those situations where even the afternoon nap isn't quite sufficient, especially when you got to get up early. It's nice and all, but when I got to get up like extra early, I got to go to bed, or I'll be worthless. Dude, even 10 years ago, man, I could go all day, sleep a couple of hours, get up, go all day again, sleep a couple of hours, and then maybe every two or three days kind of start catching up on things. It don't work like it used to work in my particular case.
The old gray mare ain't what it used to be, huh?
Well, you know, I'm not going to say that. I think the old gray mare does pretty damn good for himself, but the old gray mare is a little slower than he used to be. Let me put it that way. That's what the old gray mare is.
All right, that's fair.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's going to be what's happening. But before I get into the one topic I wanted to cover, I need to give just a word of appreciation and gratitude to a particular group of people who we don't see a lot of in our chat room from week to week. But and this might be some new information for you guys as well, for Mike and for Jenkins. As you guys know, if you've been a faithful listener of the Super Party, every Thursday night, right after Wrestling Soup, right here on Mixlr.com/WNC-show, that I kind of took over the reins of some of the technical stuff, and been uploading the show through just a tremendous podcast provider, Anchor.fm, and been having a good time doing it. They've been really nice to us, answered all my questions. held my hand through several different things that we were doing when I first started out uploading to them, and they were just a tremendous help. But I need to give some folks a shout out, because after several months, we're actually starting to experience a little listen and download growth.
Oh my gosh, she found herself a new black man.
What?
Sorry, I forgot I had my mic unmuted.
What? Oh, Jesus Christ,
okay,
man!
Sorry. I forgot my mic wasn't muted.
The fuck,
oh,
man?
Dear
Jesus
God!
Christ, unicorn stepping out on Jake. We need details right
no,
now.
No.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
The guy that usually does moderator.
Shit, I guess it really is true. Once you go black, don't go back.
The guy that does the moderator for the... for the Twitch channel recently moved out, and the one cat was like infatuated with this dude. Now that he doesn't live here, it's just back to her annoying the two of us. Well, I got a buddy of mine that I've known since school, and he's over here hanging out, and all of a sudden the cat just randomly jumps over onto his lap. Well, the cat found herself a new black man.
Well, there we go.
I guess the pussy likes the black guys.
We'll be burning in hell by midnight tomorrow, so no problem there. Anyway, let me get back to where I was. let me jump back onto this. I think I can steer us back into calmer waters. I was giving some love and appreciation to actually a new set of listeners here at the WNC Super Party. Like I said, we, over the last few months especially, have been experiencing some really good positive growth in our listens and our downloads through iTunes, Stitcher, iHeart, Spotify, Google Podcasts, all of the iPhone and Android apps that we appear on. We're actually starting to pick up a little momentum and getting some folks to listen who don't show up here in the live chat room on Thursday night after Wrestling Soup on Mixlr.com/WNC-show. So my gratitude tonight is to those folks. You know, and of course, first things first, you know you're always welcome here in the chat room. About 11:15, 11:30 every Thursday night Central Standard Time here in the U.S. Calculate that on your telephones and devices wherever you are in the country or in the world, and you'll figure out when to show up for the WNC Super Party. Hell, show up for Wrestling Soup. They're about 8:30 Central Time. Check out the whole package. I think it's a hell of a deal and worth checking out. On the listen and download at Wrestling Soup and then at the WNC Network, both on Twitter. We are the WNC Network on Facebook as well. Check us all out there. But to all you folks that have been downloading the show, listening, and actually sending me some messages saying, hey, you know, as odd as your show is, I kind of like it. And I am so very grateful to all of you, man. As I said, you always have an invitation here to join us for the live Super Party experience. But if you can and you want to continue to be a patron who, and I use that word very specifically, a patron who downloads and listens to the show, dude, we are so grateful for all of you. As we start to experience this positive growth that and I'm quite amazed by it. I do have to tell you, please continue. If you think we're worth it, if you think we're doing even a minimally good job, because honest to goodness, we do put, our best into this, or at least the best we know right now. And let me tell you a couple of things that are going to be going on here in the near future. I'm going to be making some improvements on my audio over the next few weeks. You'll be noticing that and hearing it as I get everything together over the next couple of weeks. That'll be exciting. So, and the guys, they already sound good. You can hear them just fine. you know, as the show progresses, as we go forward, you know, we're going to continue to do the best that we can to give you the best Super Party experience possible. Man, I love you and thank all of you for downloading, for listening. And as always, for everybody that shows up in the chat room, you know I love you too. We appreciate all of you. Look at you in here. There's Cloudy in brackets and Klondike Bill. And holy shit, it's podcast superstar Anthony Missionary Thomas in the chat room. Sir Dirk-a-Lot, Mr. Wombat, Pac-Man 19. Here's a new name, Dick Blood Red. Whew. Evil. WRF1 is here. Pooh Danny, the Sky Genie, is in the room. Mars is Mayhem. Transcontinental Project, that's Luke and Sensible Sam's podcast. And Transcontinental Project is also our friend Luke. Welcome, Luke. Welcome, everybody. And of course, and as always, the ubiquitous seven elsewhere. Get from elsewhere, get in the room, make yourself recognized. We're grateful for everybody. Thank y'all so much. I appreciate it. We appreciate it. And hope to see you this week, next week, and all the weeks coming. All right. I'm done with that. Any questions, comments?
I have several questions.
Go ahead.
I want none of them answered.
Go ahead.
Like I said, I have several questions, and I want none of them answered.
So you have no questions.
I do, but I'm not gonna. I don't want any answers to them. I'm ashamed of what they are. Maybe I'm ashamed of what kind of answers will happen. But I do have a question unrelated to the questions that I don't want answered, and sure. That is, Dave.
Had
an announcement. You had, I believe it was an announcement. To make a revelation, a miracle has occurred.
Well, you know, my miracle. I you're right. I did refer to it as a Christmas miracle.
It's not even Christmas yet, and already a Christmas miracle has happened.
This yes, that's
is
right.
The power of the WNC Super Party, folks. If you're not listening, you should be, because God damn it, we're making miracles happen over here. Continue, Dave. I'm so sorry.
Let me say it like this and put it as simply as I can. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a new only favorite, or that's not the way to put it. I have a new favorite modern wrestling program. I have been watching this now for a couple of weeks, and I have to say, holy shit, I really like this show. Because for an old simpleton like me, they lay it out as simply as they can. And the show I'm talking about, everybody, is the new MLW TV show on BN Sports. I think it's also on, I watch it on YouTube. Because my particular, and I don't really don't have a package, but the stuff I have, I don't get BN Sports. So I've been watching it on YouTube, and that is correct. It is MLW. And if you really put a little brain power into it, I think you'll figure out why MLW is now my new favorite wrestling show on TV. Why, if I heard they were coming to town, I'd actually think about buying a ticket. That's how impressed I am with MLW. That's how impressed I am with... And here's the truth, y'all. It's how impressed I am with the fact that they finally hired somebody that can call fucking pro wrestling. They hired Cornette to do. And I don't know if it's going to be a permanent long-term thing, but as long as he's around, they got me. Because it sounds like a wrestling show. It looks like a wrestling show, and it's presented like a wrestling show and not like overblown melodrama. Sorry, WWE fans. Well... no, I didn't see the MLW War Games match last year. I haven't really started catching up on the past stuff. You know, dude, I just want to see where they're at now. I kind of know where they're at, where they're going. They've introduced some new characters, new faces to the their little MLW deal. It's an exciting show. I really enjoyed it. It's a good show, and it's a good wrestling show. And it not only looks like, but it sounds like a wrestling show. So, and dude, they have all kinds of stuff. Very first match I watched was a Lucha tag team match. On the first show I watched where I really started paying attention. And I thought, wow, holy shit. I remember this. I understand what that is. I know exactly what that is. Because I've been watching that stuff since I was a kid. I've been watching luchadors do what they do since I was a kid. And dude, it is just, it's really exciting. And the show's only an hour. Thank the gods. The show is, it's only an hour once a week. Plus, they do a live special occasionally on either through BN Sports or through Fight TV. And so, I mean, it's just, it's easy to access. It was easy to get into the show, to get into what was going on. Cornette and Rich, I think his name is Rich Bikini, or Bokini, or however you pronounce it. They just did a damn good job calling the show. So that's my new favorite wrestling show right now. And I'm going to be watching until the wheels fall off. Now, maybe if the wheels fall off in 3 months, I'll stop. And I don't mean to sound fair weather, but there's just so much stuff out there. And I've got to settle on something. So for right now, I'm going to settle on MLW. And I'm going to ride that pony and see where it goes. That's all I got on that. Any questions on that one, Mike?
You mentioned the tagment. Where, which show was the first one that you watched? I should say.
The first one I watched was it was the show that had the title match between Low Ki and Filthy Tom Lawler, and the opening match was a Lucha tag team match between Pentagon Jr. and who's the other guy he teams with?
That'd be his brother, Phoenix.
Phoenix, there we go. Against the Laredo Kid and a luchador named Taurus, or Taurus. And Taurus had the bull mask on with the bull horns, and everybody was wearing a mask, and even the Taurus, the big guy, was doing these great lucha moves, plus doing some heavy, hard-hitting shit. And it was just, I was just, yeah, I recognize that. I know what that is. And it didn't look like they were cooperating, but it looked like a lucha show. So the first match was good. Then they got into the championship match. It was a cage match. Hell of a match till the very end. Then it kind of lost a little credibility when they were both hanging on the side of the cage. But otherwise, a good, entertaining match. And it was good to hear Cornette calling wrestling again on a national platform.
So you saw MLW Super Fight, which is, that's what the show was.
Is that what it was called? Okay, and I saw Super Fight, and I've seen the next TV episode. They got a big hoss over there named Alexander Hammerstone. They've got a kid there. I haven't seen him wrestle, but he cuts a pretty good promo. MJF, I think he's called. Am I right? Am I Maxwell J. Freedman?
Maxwell Jacob Freedman.
Freedman, okay. So he cuts a pretty decent promo, actually. So, we'll see. There again, it's everything is simple, and it's done, with the fan who just wants to sit there and watch some wrestling, watch a good wrestling show. It's done with that in mind, and I truly appreciate the fact of its simplicity, and they're not trying to bang you over the head with the pretty lights and the noises and all the horse shit. But it's a simple, good wrestling show, well presented. That's why it's my new favorite, probably only favorite for right now, modern wrestling show that I'm going to start investing myself in.
I see. Now, was there anything else you enjoyed? So you enjoyed that the fact that Cornette came back to call wrestling again.
I did. You know, and I know it's a little on the nose for somebody like me who sounds like me, who's pretty much the same age as Coronet. And, you know, the thought will occur, well, Dave just likes it because, you know, it's another old guy calling wrestling, and Coronet and him sound kind of alike anyway. Well, yeah, that probably does have something to do with it, to be honest with you. But also, Jim Cornette knows how to call a wrestling match. He knows how to call and sit and do a wrestling show. He is, and Mike's mentioned this several times in the past, he's a professional. And he knows how to do a professional wrestling presentation. He's one of the best at it, so there you go.
Well, that is fantastic to hear.
Dude, I'm feeling fantastic about it, you know? It's been a long time since I can say that. I'm not going to say I'm excited, but I'm enthusiastic about finding this wrestling product, MLW. Court Bauer's the promoter, owner of the company. He seems to be, like I said, he's running a hell of a tight ship over there, doing a good show. So, dude, he's got me. I mean, I've said it how many hundreds of times over the couple of years we've been doing this show. If you put on a good wrestling show, you got me. Simple to understand, not too fucking long. Please, oh God, please, not too fucking long. And dude, you'll have me and you'll have all kinds of fans just like me who will come and watch your stuff.
So if they ever come to Texas, are you thinking of actually going to the show?
Well, dude, if they come to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, if they come to Texas and go to Houston, they don't get my money. But if they come up here, absolutely, I'll definitely see about going to the show.
Will you be getting a front row ticket so you can advertise the Super Party on the show? Will you at least wear a WNC T-shirt to the show?
I'm gonna have my T-shirt. I'm gonna have a mug. Hell, I might even make a special hat for the occasion. I don't know. Maybe make some of those WNC Super Party socks. Write WNC Super Party on the side of my Chuck Taylors. Yes, I have Chuck Taylors. Everybody,
I love you even more.
Well, I was under the impression that there was only one Chuck Taylor in the world, and he's part of the Best Friends tag team up in Japan right now that also is on the independent scene.
Oh, you are so painfully young. I'm talking about Converse, Chuck Taylor.
I'm making a bad joke.
I know.
Unsurprisingly, it was lost on you.
I just wanted to say you're painfully young. I thought it would be clever.
Mr. Wombat says, I have many Chuck Taylors. Again, there's only one Chuck Taylor, and he is a former PWG world champion. And I will not sit here and let you disgrace the good goddamn name of Chucky T. All right?
You talking about that kid from Kentucky, Chuck Taylor?
Yes, the Kentucky gentleman.
He's a boob. Are you kidding me? He's a boob.
You said he was a poop.
For me, there's only one Chuck Taylor, and it's a Chuck Taylor that the Converse tennis shoes were named after. Low top and high top both. Available in many, many colors.
I don't care about the kind of shoes. You know who wears those shoes? Teenagers. Fucking skaters and hipsters.
Well, I am a teenage skating hipster. No, I'm not, but I wear them because they're fucking comfortable, man. Jesus Christ, they're fucking comfortable. They're just cloth with a good solid sole on them, so you walk around in them, you don't feel like you're wearing anything heavy, or they're just, dude, they're comfortable shoes. Chuck Taylors are very comfortable. And not Chucky T from Kentucky. Holy shit.
You, sir, are very angry. I can tell. I can sense it.
Well, you know, what can I tell you?
I don't know. What can you tell me?
I can tell you this, that and let me reiterate this, that if you're looking for the WNC Super Party or anything that the WNC is doing, why, this past Saturday, our very own Johnny Florida, as a matter of fact, did his reality check show. It was this Sunday, I believe it was. I don't remember what the topic was. It was quite verbose. But we're still doing the reality check. We've got various and sundry ideas and projects in the works. I've told you about this show. Lots of exciting things are happening, man. Lots of good things are happening. And I am, like I said, here again, let me use this word again. I am enthusiastic about the possibilities and the probabilities for the Super Party and the WNC network. I think 2019 is shaping up to be a pretty good year for us, you see, if I may say so.
And yes, we appreciate that you say so, because it is going great. Things are going great. Things are going to be fantastic. You know what? There's going to be a lot of things that are going great for us right now, honestly. If you want to have access to shows besides the Super Party and besides the Reality Check, once in a while we do a show called Breaking News. That is a Patreon-exclusive show. If you'd like to help us out and want to listen to that, just go to our Patreon, patreon.com/ I believe it's WNC. So if you just donate, if you go there, sign up, become a patron, you'll get exclusive access to all kinds of content, depending on how much you donate. I believe it's $1 a month gets you access to the shows. These fantastic shows that we have here coming up, like Conspiracies in Kayfabe, Breaking News, and possibly anything else that we think up right as of right now. But as of right now, just those two shows that are Patreon exclusives. So there's that. You can follow us on Twitter at the W at I believe it's the WNC Network. I believe it's Facebook is it's the same thing, the WNC Network.
It is.
You can follow Dave on Twitter at
the Dave Sincere, and also you can follow me on Facebook at Dave Sincere. I rarely ever give that out, but you know, if you want to go ahead, a lot of you already do. I know a lot of you from Facebook. But you're not going to be thrilled by my Facebook feed, because it's mostly all of us older fucks just sharing our grandkid and kid pictures. So
occasionally Dave posts videos of him yelling at kids to get off his lawn.
Yes, I occasionally will post a video of me yelling at the kids to get off my lawn, because I'm mean.
It's what he does, folks. He yells at people because you're on his lawn, he's old, and he doesn't like you on his lawn. That's what he does.
So you fucking kids get off my lawn, goddammit. Or I have to call the authorities on all of you. You little shitheads. Jesus, Palomino.
And you can follow Jake.
Go play your Fortnites and your scooter poo games and all that good stuff. You fucking delinquents, yeah? Jesus, I'm sounding like old Clint Eastwood now.
Scooter poo, oh God, my God. Holy shit.
This is fucking great.
What are you talking about?
Oh, man.
What did I say? I don't know. What did I say? Go, because I called a game Scooter Poo?
That was funny. I don't know. It just was funny.
Well, you know, dude, my brain is broken, and you know, things don't come out of my brain in a normal way. They just, they'll come out in drips and drizzles. Then all of a sudden I'll have like somebody will just open the faucet up in my head and it'll just fucking pour out. Didn't somebody just turn the faucet off? And there you go. It's drips and drizzles again. So I guess somebody turned my head faucet on. That's a good name for it. My head faucet. Say, do you have a head faucet? I hope you do.
Do you, though? Do you really?
I really do. I mean, I'm not, it's the best analogy I can come up with to describe my thought process, my what I like to call my thought life.
Your thought life.
My thought life. Everybody should have a good thought life. You know, be able to get up in their heads, think, consider things, work things out. I mean, that's where we do it anyway. Ultimately, that's where everything is worked out anyway, is in our heads. And you know, the value of having a... The fuck? Who's messaging me at midnight? Holy shit. Oh, hello. Anyway. it's valuable to have a good fucking thought life. You know, to be able to, you know, to work those things out in your head, man. You know, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I'm like everybody else in here, man, I'm a work in progress. And I'll be a work in progress till the day I fucking die.
Well, that's depressing.
Oh, no, listen, there's nothing wrong with being a work in progress. I'm appreciative of it. You know, I haven't reached any goals yet. I haven't reached... You know, maybe I have reached a few, but, you know, I know there's still more out there to learn and more out there to discover and more things out there to consider. So, you know, there's always something around the corner, always something new to read, new information to get. Hell, the internet makes it easy to tap into all kinds of information these days. And you know, that's a hell of a deal. So, there you go.
And you can follow Jenkins on Twitter at...
Mm-hmm.
For now, Old Man Jenkins 88. I'm thinking about changing the Zoom.
No!
So, hang on a second. Now, if you change, that means there'll be no more D-jokes?
What's that?
If you change your Twitter handle, there'll be no more D jokes. Johnny won't be able to make any more fucking D jokes.
It is definitely Benny.
I mean, we can still make jokes.
Just not Jew jokes.
Oh no, we can always make Jew jokes. I just make jokes about. I mean, literally, I make jokes about my sister all the time.
Yo, what's the greatest charcoal in the world?
Not now. Don't do it. Not now.
What's the greatest charcoal in the world?
Holy Jesus, fuck, what, man.
12 Jews in a hut.
Fuck? What the fuck?
That's why I said don't do it.
The opinions and views of Chubb and his friends do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the WNC show. We do sincerely apologize for anyone we have offended with this content. We will try to behave ourselves more in the future.
I do it to my sister all the time. My sister is
part Irish. I mean, you guys know I'm Jewish, right? You know I'm Jewish, right?
You want to know another little funny fact? It's actually, I've literally burnt both sides of my lip and fucked up my mustache so many times. My sister now calls it my Hitler stash because of the way the hair on my face grows.
Okay.
Yeah, I just went, yeah.
There we
Everything's
go.
Everything's off the rails. I'm just going to make sure that this week everything goes completely off the rails.
Thank God I'll be going. I'll be leaving soon here.
We want to make sure once again to anybody potentially
These
any
are all
potential
views of
advertisers.
My own. Nothing towards anybody that actually works here with me. I just get sick kicks out of stupid shit, and people enjoy it sometimes.
As I said before, the views and opinions of Thomas Jenkins are those of Thomas Jenkins and Thomas Jenkins alone, and do not reflect the overall views and opinions of me. Michael Corbin, Dave Sincere, or Johnny Flora. They do, however, reflect the views and opinions of Tommy Jenkins, an elusive unicorn, and one black cat who likes black people or something. I don't know. In any case, there we go. The show's off the rails and off to the races. I think. I don't know anymore. Jake, say something stupid.
How stupid are you looking for? Because I can be pretty nasty with it.
I don't know. You and Devin are pretty neck and neck right now.
I don't know. Say something.
Well, listen, while he's thinking of something to say, let me throw this in real quick. I'm looking here at the in the chat.
Good Johnny room. Florida impression. Of like
and I see Phil the promoter just shaved his entire body getting ready for the spring. I don't know that I really wanted to know that, but you know, man, I appreciate that. That's okay. Tremendous. Good for you. I hope when it starts growing back, it doesn't itch too much. Because I've done that shit. I've shaved my chest only
Christ,
once in my life. I shaved my chest. Never do that again.
So what you're saying is that Phil is just now a Ken doll everywhere.
I don't know how Ken doll. I don't know what he. You know, dude. I'm not asking for specifics. I don't want to know exactly what got shaved to what extent, where, when, who, how, and why.
When your daughter was younger, you never bought her a Barbie doll.
Kill off everything you have for them.
Of course, I bought her a Barbie.
Okay. You ever buy her a doll? You ever buy her a Ken doll? Barbie's boyfriend?
Okay. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Okay. You notice how the dolls don't have any act, don't resemble real people at all? Really? Like, they just don't. I'm basically implying that
you are correct. They do not resemble real human beings, anatomically speaking.
My point being is that Phil is basically a Ken doll. He has no hair anywhere, including on his actual.
I don't want to listen. Now, here again, let me dig into my thought life. And in my thought life, I'm not really digging that deep into what's clean and what's not so clean. And you know,
well, I'm making you think I'm going to make you think really unclean thoughts and, before you leave. That's
you know,
what I'm about, man.
You know,
that's
and,
what I'm about.
And here's
that's
the thing. I'm going to be putting. Here's what you've done, Corbin, you motherfucker. You put this shit in my head, and I'm going to put my head on the pillow thinking, oh, holy shit. Oh, holy shit. What is this? What have you done to me? You son of a bitch.
Yes, well, you know what? Payback's a bitch for all the time. For all the time you've made me think unpleasant things myself.
Oh,
so,
well.
There.
And then get back as a motherfucker, I guess.
It is. That's why I did it.
Yeah.
So I wanted you to think of just a hairless Phil the promoter, completely hairless, Nick, just hairless as the day he came out of the womb.
Well, and let me say this, and I think I can say this safely without sounding too weird, but I've seen pictures of our friend Phil the promoter, our man on the Jersey Shore. I've seen pictures of him, and I don't think if he shaved down and try, you know, I don't think he could ever pull Twink off. I just don't think Phil could ever pull off Twink.
Nobody
now,
can pull up,
too
but
much
he
like a man to do that.
He looks like Carisi on Law and Order SVU.
Like I said, he actually looks like a man. And I know that's not a popular word to use here in 2019, but what the fuck, right?
It is ma'am.
No, it's man. M-A-N. You know, I'm a man. Like John Lee Hooker sang one time. I'm an M.
It is ma'am.
N. Man.
Apparently you don't understand, so let me just educate you really quickly. Because this
ought to be tremendous. Educate me. So maybe
yes.
if you put some positive education in my head, I'll put my pillow, my head on the pillow, feeling better about the end of the day.
We're just check the goddamn Skype chat. Watch that minute and a half. Watch that 2-minute video. It is funny as shit, and you'll laugh, or maybe you'll cry. I don't care which happens. But yes, it is, ma'am. All right.
It's ma'am.
What is it? What is this thing with ma'am? I don't understand this ma'am thing. What is this thing with ma'am? You know, for us, ma'am used to just be yes, ma'am, no, ma'am.
No, it's all because
okay,
of that
ma'am.
Stupid fuck over GameStop.
It's a meme. Jesus, yeah, just watch the video, Dave.
I thought you said it was ma'am. Now it's gone from ma'am to meme?
Oh, no, it became a meme the minute everybody saw her.
So the ma'am is a meme.
It was a him.
It's an it.
He, she, it. I don't give
so
a fuck.
So the ma'am who became the meme is a him.
He is him trying to be a
became a meme. He's trying to be a she. She's a meme for being a ma'am. Well, my brain just broke.
Watch the video, Dave. Jesus okay. Christ.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you talking about that guy that was wearing the wig? Or I don't know, the wig who was yelling at the guy behind the counter? Is it call me ma'am, goddammit?
The transgender person that was yelling at the guy at the GameStop.
Wait, that guy was transgender with the beard?
No.
No, the guy the guy that went into the fucking... into the GameStop said that he was misgendered several times because they kept calling him sir instead of ma'am. He basically walked in with a purse and a pink shirt on, looked like he was, you know... I'm not trying to take your shit.
Look, if that person was transgender, then they obviously haven't, Well, I don't, you know, I'm not even going to say it because I'll probably get fucking just...
I don't care. You can say whatever somebody the fuck you want. The dude's a fucking loon. I'm not,
well,
I'm not against sitting there
want,
and saying, oh, I
want
to be a woman.
Because if someone...
But when you're clearly still a man, don't act like a puss little bitch. I'm sorry. No. Here, I'll take all the heat off you right now. If you're
good,
gonna transition,
if you're gonna
transition, I have no problem with that. More power to you. But don't play this. Oh, poor me! I've been misgendered. It because you still look like it when you go through a course of fucking drugs and all this other shit and actually transition, then people will actually see you for the gender you're trying to be.
Thank you.
Until that happens, don't sit here on your fucking high horse acting like a prissy little bitch because somebody looked up for 2 fucking seconds and accidentally said, sir.
Plus, most of the people that go into a GameStop, not to be sexist or anything, are generally populated of men. Boys. Teenage men. And for you to walk in there, of course, I've been called dude multiple times because my hair's been up a few times. And they'll be like, hey, dude, what's up? And I'm just like, oh, what's up, guy? And they're like, oh, shit, you're a chick. It's just like, yeah, I'm a chick.
It's
what's
like
good?
Like me walking into Victoria's Secret. Just looks awkward, right? Just shopping and shit.
Well, I can assure you of one thing. If I walked into GameStop wearing a pink shirt, carrying a purse, nobody would call me ma'am.
Just watch the video.
I know what you're talking about. I'm pretty sure I've seen the video, but I'll check it out.
I
hear it a little bit before I go to sleep.
Hell, go ahead with your bad self with that candy G-string that we're bringing out for Valentine's Day. Let your man or woman munch that shit right off. Go right on.
Cowabunga, dude.
Just, I'm not going to be a part of it. In any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, sorry. I just let the conversation go in like 6 different directions, but it kind of plays to it.
The world is such a strange
it
place.
Is, but you also got to look at it this way, dude. That's why I said before. I got no fucking problem at all with it. But seriously, people, grow the fuck up. This is why I said we live in a very dangerous time in the world.
That's why I always call everyone it until they tell me that what their pronoun is. Hell, I had a dude at work tell me...
It's kind of sad when you have to look at it that way, though. Like, you actually have to wait and, like, get the motherfucker to tell you before you, like, sit there and make the wrong decision and have somebody else up your fucking ass for no fucking reason. It's ridiculous. It really is.
Get mad at me for calling them guy or dude. What's up, my guy? What's up, dude? Fuck you.
Well, the only thing I can say about the whole thing is I'm gonna be dropping off here in a few minutes, and now I gotta go to bed thinking of a shaved Phil. Jesus Christ, man. Anyway, let me go ahead and I'm gonna kick myself off this show again. Thanks everybody for showing up. Thanks for being at the Super Party tonight. We love and appreciate each and every one of you. I'll see you next week. I'll be back. Just had to cut it short a little bit tonight. Family things going on. Gotta take care of the things we got to take care of. And dude, I guess that's about it. I'll just say goodnight, everybody. I'll turn it over to Mike and Jink. And I guess if somebody wants to jump on, hit up Mike or Jenkins, let them know, and fill the third chair up, and we'll go as long as we can go. So goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, later, dude. Dave.
What's fucked up is I actually have.
But yeah, no, I mean, you got anything you want to hit on real quick, dude? Because I only got like 2-3 things to really hit on.
And I was like, me neither. I was like,
I don't really have anything, really, honestly. If it comes to me, I'll let you know. Not right now. I don't really have anything. If I think of something, I'll let you know.
Well, in all honesty, I was really just going to hit on the whole thing with the, you know, leading into WrestleMania. I'm sort of digging this little Ronda Becky thing. Mainly just the part where Becky just lays in and says, you know, you've had a stranglehold on the women's division here until I came along, and now all of a sudden we're in the main event of WrestleMania. It's just kind of funny to listen to some of the shit that they're saying now.
I'm sorry, who has she been saying has a stranglehold?
She was sitting there cutting a promo on Charlotte the other night on SmackDown. And
I didn't watch.
Like I said, I only recently started picking it up because I found a dude on Twitch as well. He's pretty cool. He does a lot of streaming with wrestling. Never actually does any of the, what do you call it? Like the pay-per-views, but he'll do like Raw, SmackDown,
yeah,
NXT.
Yeah.
Oh
shit! I didn't ask for a three-way.
He's really, you know, he's a pretty cool dude, and I've been kicking it on his channel from time to time. I'm missing a gladiator.
You want a gladiator? I got two more up here.
But yeah, no, like I said, I got a chance to check it out, and it was just interesting to see the way the promo, like the direction the promo went in, because it's just kind of funny to hear Becky say the whole, you know, now all of a sudden I come along and we got the main event at WrestleMania, and I only really find it funny because it's literally. It's sadly enough a little true. Like, she comes in with, like, this badass attitude of hers, and suddenly things are just going in a completely different direction.
I think it's more having to do with Rhonda coming in, because I had thought for a long time, until this Becky thing happened, that they were going to have Rhonda and Charlotte main event WrestleMania 35. And that Charlotte was going to end up beating the fuckers are still here. What the fuck are they doing? Sorry. My apologies.
No, and that's why I said, dude, it's literally like, I didn't care which way it went. I really didn't. My thing was just always, you know, we got a chance to do something with this. And ever since the whole thing with Becky started because of her getting, like, knocked in the face by Nia Jax, now all of a sudden it's just like, okay. They're making her out to be a bigger badass now, which is kind of cool, you know? But,
Oh, I don't have Afro anymore.
I don't know. It's just...
They fucked it up. They completely fucked it up. They fucked it up. Completely.
Well, yeah, they mainly fucked it up because they let her go on this whole, like, wannabe injury fucking spiel, which I don't even think was real to begin with.
Let me fucking tell you how fake she's pulling off.
Like, I'm sorry.
She switched legs.
Coming from a guy who sits here and naturally limps on a daily basis because of a knee issue, not even on a crutch does that look convincing.
You're misgendering my injury.
Oh, shut up. I personally, I don't get it.
Did you know
But I do. I will say this much, though. I am sort of digging the way that Rhonda's just acting like a bitch about everything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's at least a step up.
You didn't tell me.
Yes, I did.
Can you trade specials like that?
No. Those come from the EX raids. Most of the time.
So what, did you go to the city for that?
But, yeah, I mean, like I said, it just... It seems a little interesting at the moment. It was kind of cringeworthy with the whole AJ and Randy Orton thing. That's getting a little played out already. And it just practically started. There are things about WrestleMania I'm digging. There's other things I'm not really digging. Like, I can definitely tell that I am not going to enjoy too much of this.
That's another thing. Seth Rollins wins, Becky Lynch wins, and fucking damn.
I'll be completely honest with you. I kind of hope that they actually put Kofi into this. It's the first time in, what, since fucking Ron Simmons? At least for these couple of companies that's actually had a black man as a champion.
Black champion?
Yeah. And I'm not just talking about The Rock. Like, I'm talking like...
Actual black person?
Damn! Legitimately black. Like, I'm not talking, half Samoan. Like, I get where people are coming from, but no, I'm
Rock
talking...
doesn't even claim black, he claims Samoan.
Exactly, and that's always been my thing. Like, he doesn't even claim to be black, he just claims to be Samoan. It's part of the new Easter egg for St. Patrick's Day.
He's fucking shiny.
Motherfucker, it's just everyone. What the fuck?
But...
I apologize if I sound disinterested. I've just discovered that I have carpenter ants in a different area of the house now.
Oh, fun.
Fucking, yeah, wonderful.
Oh, fucking fun.
This entire fight, if I had the money to buy a new house and burn this thing and just could get away with burning this thing to the ground, I would. Because they just keep coming back. And I don't think any of these fucking exterminators actually can help anything because they offer temporary solutions. Oh, well, they'll go away. You know, you got a good
concept.
Well,
see, that's why I keep saying I can't wait.
It's just
that's why I keep saying I cannot wait to get the fuck out of here. Like, I cannot wait.
There has to be a fucking way to get this shit done. Get, like, what the fuck? What the fuck do I have to do in this fucking place?
Burn it down.
Yeah, I am gonna have to follow Seth Rollins' advice and just fucking burn it. This house needs to be fucking. I gotta move out. And I gotta find a new place to live, and I gotta burn this fucking place to the goddamn ground.
But yeah, no.
I don't get it.
I don't get it. Like, dude, I'll be honest with you. I've been living in this place for just about a year now. As of next week.
Oh shit, I'm twerking. Look at
and
this.
I don't fully understand how people could live like this in general. I'm like looking around and I'm like thinking to myself, God damn, I cannot wait to get out of this fucking place.
I moved out once before here. I came back because I couldn't be on my own anymore because of financial reasons. And this fucking place is just, it shit just gets worse. I don't understand. You kill once, you kill them somewhere, and then they fucking pop up somewhere else. Why? What do I have to do to this goddamn place? Or I just have to have nothing here?
Suicide.
I gotta have the entire house made of fucking steel? I don't get it. These fucking carpenter ants, they just keep coming
I know,
back
and
every
that,
fucking
and
time.
Dude, that's...
Every year, stop. Every day, every fucking week, every time.
Well, see, that's why I said, dude, like...
I have no shield.
Like, typically, I wouldn't even care with, like, the whole, like, the whole deal with the roaches. But when people have let it go so bad. Later, dude.
Bye.
When you let it go so bad that there's people like legitimately like fleeing this place for their life, you got a problem. Nobody should be running for their life just to escape this place. Like, one of our old neighbors was even just like, dude, I am so glad that I got out of here. Like, I really hope you and your girl get out of there really fucking soon. I'm like, you and me both,
you
motherfucker.
Know it's bad when you're afraid to even come home and you have to even carry a fucking fish hook knife thinking that'll protect you enough. Come on. I shouldn't have to live in here.
And no, this whole place is just fucking ridiculous. And that's why I've just been a complete and utter piece of shit about everything lately. Well, here's a way to completely go off the rails again. Cause the guys were sitting there talking about, you know, Captain Marvel and all this other, you know, weird shit. Finally got to see Venom. Weird. Yet quite interesting. I don't know if anybody else has seen it yet, but I've been sitting here and randomly watching different movies on Showbox now that I got the app back on my phone.
I have it queued up as a what the hell was it? It'll be at my local library in a few days. I have it on hold, on reserve for myself. So,
oh, dude, if you go through your phone, you should be able to pull up Showbox right through your phone. But you got to look for it through your browser. This isn't something
I like watching movies on my TV instead of my actual phone, if I can help it.
Dude, trust me, I completely understand, because I've sort of been in the same little riff lately, where I'm just like, God damn, I wish I could actually get this to play through my TV, but for some reason there's like a weird patch issue to my TV through the app, so.
I do not own a smart TV. I own a dumb TV, unfortunately.
Well, this just kind of came from an old friend who was trying to do me a solid. I sat there, I got the TV, and I'm not really complaining much. Except for this stupid motherfucker. Just sitting here.
What the fuck is going on over there?
She's fucking playing Pokemon Go and hatched an egg to something she's already fucking got.
Do you want an Alolan Sandshrew?
No. I've been trying to hatch those stupid fucking eggs to get you the Vulpix. I don't care about the fucking Sandshrew.
You're still playing Pokemon Go. Jesus Christ. Why?
Because you know what it is? It's actually a great motivator piece for me lately. It literally just gives me a reason to go outside and just hang out. Dude, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I've been in a really weird funk. That's what I was talking about in the chat earlier. Like, I don't know what it is, but this whole like past week has just been really fucking off for me. And days like that, if I just go outside and toss the game on, walk up and down Main Street a little bit, hit some stops, redo my inventory and all the other shit like that. Like I'm cool with
Hold
that.
Hold on one second. I know Scott's trying to call in right now. Can you add him to the call?
Kinda can't. I can't pause the game I'm playing because I got her with me.
Fuck. Hold on. I'll add Scott in then. God damn it. Hold on one second. Let me figure this shit out. Here we go.
The one time.
Scott, I'll get you in right now. Hold on 1 second, man.
The one time I need.
Should have added him in right away. Okay.
Fallen hero.
Calling Scott Greer. Holding. Hopefully he picks up.
Oh, there
Scotty.
He is.
Scotty.
Hi, Tommy. What? Hi, Tommy's lady love. How you doing?
Good. Just chilling. Playing some zombies. Trying to keep my mind off all the stupid bullshit.
If you notice tonight, I'm going to try to be talking as softly as I possibly fucking can.
That might have been
an incident lately, both on and off air in my life, where my volume was an issue and it caused strife and discord. And I'm not talking about the server. I'm talking about, you know, crazy. Anyways. So, how was Wrestling Soup tonight, guys? This is supposed to be the super after party, and I passed out. I missed the whole show. What was it about?
You didn't,
what
did you talk about? You didn't miss much, just, because they mostly talked about...
No, go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead, Jim. They mostly talked about the... Julian. Once Julian got on, they literally talked about nothing but the Wrestling Observer Awards... The entire time he was on, he just read off lists and they gave their opinions. Mostly they shit on him because the lists are shit, because the people who vote on them are shit. Kenny Omega was at the top of several of those lists. No surprise there. The Young Bucks were at the top of those some of those lists. Again, no surprise there. LA Park made the top of some of those lists. Not sure how, not sure why. Cool for La Parca, well, the former La Parca, since AAA owns the La Parca gimmick, you have to go by LA Park now, but it is still the same La Parca that we all knew and loved in WCW when he was the chairman. He is still, in my opinion, the chairman of WCW, and now the chairman of MLW and AAA. And wherever else he goes, he is the chairman of that company. Because he wields a fucking chair. That's what the fuck he does. He wrestles in a skeleton outfit and beats people up with chairs. It's what the fuck he does. Alright? I'm not going to let you sit here and disparage
the right, good guy. You have made your point.
It's a bad joke. I get it. But yeah, that was basically what they did. They just talked about the Observer Awards the entire time.
Well, just fine, which is obviously something you got to talk about. Good time filler. My personal opinion on the whole awards is that, you know,
they're fan
by
voted.
What right is anyone granted to sit there in judgment and say, ooh, this is the best movie of the year. This is the best novel of the year. This is the best wrestler of the year.
These are fan votes. That's who it is. The people are just, I don't know if they give people who you can nominate or they
that's
just...
Those are the awards that amount the least, then, because they're voted on by the most idiots.
Well, that's how the Observer has run for the longest time, I believe. They added new categories as well.
Yeah, well, I you know, this is when I like to talk like Dave Meltzer. Well, you know, I don't know. Well, that's my Dave Meltzer impression.
Dave isn't the first person in the world to kind of have the... stammer through a sentence. I mean, we had a former president who every president has pretty much done that at some point or another when giving a speech.
I'm not shitting on him too hard. I still like him.
Well, that's what they do. I don't know how, you know.
And no, Obama wasn't a stammer.
Yes, Obama was. Bush probably was, I think, at some points whenever you're on live TV and having to give a speech and you had to kind of think about what you're going to say next. Try to figure out a way to say it. Every fucking politician speaks like that for a while. After a while. Just, you know, there's a lot of so there's a lot of that. And you see it in every interview. Anybody who does a fucking interview, like, you know, because they're not polished. They're not just robots who are programmed to speak. You know, they have to figure out what they're going to say next. So they may not have...
In wrestling terms, they always end up cutting bad promos.
Well, yes, but they are charismatic. Some of them are very charismatic speakers when they talk. Mm-hmm. Look at the current president that we have. Very charismatic. People love him. Some would say a little too much. It's a little freaky that you love him that much. I've never loved a politician that much at all, like, ever. Just, it's a little weird. You're with the hero worship, but that's okay. It's whatever. That's your guy on your team.
Cool. It's authoritarian. You can go a little further with it, Mike.
I'm just saying, look, it's just a bit weird to be that into politics. Me, personally, I don't see the big deal with it. I don't understand people who are, like, super into it to where they're actually going to wear merchandise of a president. They're going to go wear a hat or a t-shirt or something of like, or a fucking, even a goddamn button of a fucking, you know, oh, vote for Jones or vote for Smith. Really? Just, you're that into it? That just, I don't know. Maybe it makes them feel a part of something.
I didn't have to be so quiet right now. We could get into like a political, not argument, but like a politicized shouting thing.
I am
part of my learning process, Mike. This is part of
I am way too uneducated for political discussion of any kind.
Oh, you're fine.
I never followed it. I didn't study it in school, and they didn't teach us
about it. Mike, I didn't either.
I never watched the news about the shit either. I didn't really care.
Johnny didn't either. I mean, and he knows a lot.
Well, that's because he gives a shit about it for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know why anybody really gives a shit about, you know, I suppose you need to go.
Well, because politics ultimately do affect our lives. I mean, especially at the local level.
I suppose.
Policies enacted and laws made do have an impact. Getting stuck with
dumbass fucking people who then more dumbass fucking people, hate to say it, like John, who sit there and fucking vote for these dumb motherfuckers.
Well, the next time Johnny is on, I will if you're available, Scott, you and Johnny can have a political discussion about that random Washington Post
article. In a week's time, I could be drunk on cough syrup and be ranting about Nine Inch Nails and how every album
has besides the whole New Zealand thing.
What New Zealand thing?
Somebody shot up a mosque in New Zealand.
Two mosques.
I have no knowledge.
Two mosques, couple fatalities, and apparently they already got one person in custody.
Well, that's... I gotta say, that's a disgusting act of terrorism. Yep, multiple deaths in New Zealand mosque shootings.
Yep. Hold on. There you go.
Well, I won't read the story for you people. Go look it up on the internet, you adults.
Oh, no, literally. I only knew about it because I heard them mention it on Soup for a couple of seconds. And then as I was sitting there, I was also pulling up my browser so that I could get certain stuff ready for the show. And that's when I noticed...
Well, get ready for the disgusting nature of this act to be politicized by both ends and many other ends of extreme political.
Well, that's what everything's going to happen, because now it's going to bring in the, you know, whole thing about is this different religion really, really the worst thing that's ever happened in the history of the world? Yes, it is. No, it isn't. Yes, it is. No, it isn't. Yes, it is. Here's why. No, it isn't. Here's why. That's what the discussion's going to be for the next few weeks until the next horrible thing happens.
It's like some Sam Harris shit. You ever hear of Sam Harris?
I don't watch the Talking Head programs because I'm not really looking for people to give me their opinions on the news and then make me believe their opinions. I watch the local news because there's not a bunch of talking heads going, well, here's what we want you to feel. We don't really care if you have all the facts. We want you to feel. We want you to feel a certain way about this topic.
Well, you also got local Chicago TV for your local news, so that's world class right there.
Look, I trust my local news quite a bit, at least as far as just, you know, them to give me the actual just, here's the news, here's what happened, that's it. Now, when it comes to things like, you know, they'll have some guy will do, like, you know, they'll have one sports guy, and he'll do, like, the opinion things on that. You know, well, are the Bears playoff ready? You know, well, you know, well, the Cubs have a spring training today, and, well, here's the latest story on those guys, and this, like, that's fine. It's sports, whatever. That's always happened. But as far as just, you know, here's the news, here's what happened today, here's what didn't happen, here's why it happened, you know, they give me everything. They give you the who, what, where, when, how, and why. Or some of those. If some of those things aren't available, excuse me, by the time the broadcast happens, they give you as much as they can. You know, more on this story as it develops. You know, but that's kind of what it is. I prefer that kind of news program as to someone just in, you know, as opposed to maybe one person giving their opinion on the news or giving a, you know, they're not talking, they're talking at you. They're not talking to you. They're not trying to inform you. It's not like, I'm not expecting anybody to be Walter Cronkite, but at the same time, just tell me what happened. Let me be able to form my own, you know, I just want to know what happened.
You know, that's the direction I think I've taken my show, me and Rye's show, the Walter Cronkite route. This is pathetic with Scott and Rye Brad.
Well, you guys give your opinions on certain things too, but not really news. It's more like, you know, this person, you know, now people are offended that if you say the word pineapple a certain way. That's the kind of stuff you guys usually talk about. You guys don't really talk about politics too much, or actually current events too much.
I want me a pineapple.
Exactly.
I don't know if we should or not, because
you did one time with your dad when your dad was on there. That was it.
I threw my other one.
Oh yeah, he did the show once.
Yes, your pops, who's apparently proud as a peacock of you. So
a lot of mental illness runs through this family. What can I tell you?
Well, I have the same in my family. I think everyone does. Well, at least I know I do.
I'm partially autistic. Like,
aren't we all though? Aren't we all partially autistic?
Like that's why I get a kick out of people who sit there and make anti-vax campaigns and say, "Oh, it causes autism." Okay.
So what if you have autism and you're already vaccinated?
In the head.
If you're autistic and you get a vaccine, does that mean you're like a super autistic person?
No, they're trying to say the vaccines are what are causing the autism.
I understand that, but I'm trying to make a joke. God damn it, man. You ruin everything.
I just didn't hear you correctly. My bad.
Fucking stoners. Goddamn stoners. They're ruining everything. They're trying to take over the world.
It's better off the stoners take over instead of the crackheads or the meth heads.
Well, that is true.
Or the
nothing
drunks.
Nothing will get done.
We've I don't mind people who drink in moderation, but Jesus Christ, people. I deal with it on a daily basis where these fucking idiots just come and hang out in the fucking, in the slums.
I don't know. I mean, there's for me
place to get drunk.
I mean, there are people who are functional alcoholics.
Hate to put it this way. I mean, my mom was for the longest time. Hell, my hat's off to that woman. She was fucking plastered quite a bit of the day after work. And then she'd go to sleep, wake up perfectly fine. Like, she was always quite functional.
But they do. Some people are better, you know, they manage it. It's coping. They're alcoholics, but, you know, they function. They're able to function in normal society. The ones that are, you know, blackout drunks that just like they can handle their liquor, but their fucking personal lives are just a mess because of the drinking they do. Those are the people who can't function in normal society because they can't get a handle on their drinking or their drug use, whatever. There's functional addicts of every kind.
Thinking of me.
When you go down like this. So.
Yes, I guess you could qualify as a functional addict of some kind.
No, I'm fine, guys. I'm just joking.
Well, I don't know, Zach. I have no. I mean, no disrespect, but I have no idea. Whenever, I don't know. Is it wrong for me? How often do people talk to you and ask if you're under the influence of something?
I mean, I can answer that question for him.
That was to Scott.
I know. I was going to say, I can actually answer that question for him. From my perspective, like, I was kind of that dick the other night. I heard a soda can crack and thought he was drinking on air.
No, people have asked if I was sober. Like, an opportune times, like, at work.
That's why I said, I was just like, I don't mean to sound like a dick or anything, but I kind of put him in that boat on accident. I was just like,
no, don't worry, I don't have a job right now.
And then we figured out that you were just on Xanax.
Just a little bit.
I could really go
prescription
for
Xanax, really, or go just Xanax right that he now. Got from, you know,
I really wish I had a Xanax.
Floyd, the local dealer.
Knock me right the fuck out.
Like,
what?
Tommy, are you playing some Vigi game of some sort?
Yeah, I've been sitting here. That's what he does. Helping her get her daily tier skip on Call of Duty.
That's right, you guys are on Twitch, which, by the way, folks, if you're new to our show, Jake and our beloved president of this entire loosely
band. Why the fuck is he the president?
Because he is. We just, that was just kind of how it started.
Jake, I'm basically the one that started this shit, and Johnny was my right hand dude for a little bit, and then we got a hold of Mike and Dave through
various meetings,
sitting there and doing independent throwbacks every week.
Well, we all became part Johnny, of this shit, man. So. He'll plant a fucking coup on your ass.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jenkins has delegated most of his duties to Johnny, but Johnny still considers himself VP. Jenkins is president. Johnny is VP, and then Dave and I are just whatever the fuck we... I don't know what the hell we are. Janitors, I don't know.
Oh, no.
Dave's the elder statesman, I'm just the random guy. Get out to the arena. If you're new to this show, folks, I imagine some of you are, but if you're listening on the download, or you're new to the chat room, make sure to follow Jenkins on Twitter.
I mean, you can follow me on Twitter, because that's where you'll find out whenever we do go live.
Yes, and also if you follow him on Twitch and you follow him on Twitch, you click to get notifications for whenever he goes live, you'll also find out that way. There are two ways to find out. Twitch being the most obvious one to find out when he's streaming on Twitch. And I believe it's twitch.tv/WNCJenkins.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So make sure, folks, to get on your computer, get on your phone, your tablet, whatever kind of electronic device you have that connects to the internet, go to twitch.tv/WNCJenkins, follow Jenkins on Twitch, and if he gets up to 100 followers before the end of the year, before December 31st, 2019 at 12:01 a.m. If he gets to 100 followers before then, before the stroke of midnight, by December 31st, 2019 at 11:59 Eastern Standard Time. If Jenkins gets 100 followers or more on Twitch, he has agreed to play and stream and whatever, I guess keep it on the stream, however, one of the Resident Evil games. And Jenkins is not a big fan of the Resident Evil games. Matter of fact, they are probably his least favorite games of all time. So for him to actually agree to this is sort of a big deal. So If you follow him on Twitch at twitch.tv/WNCJenkins, and you want to see Jenkins rage like he has never raged before, you want to see him rage like the Rage Against the Machines people have raged against the machine, then I suggest you follow him and watch him rage like no one has ever raged against a Resident Evil game before. What Resident Evil game will he play? That's entirely up to me. And when he gets to 100 followers or more, I will personally let him know, and I'll let you all know as well. So, there's that.
Nine times out of ten is probably just going to be Resident Evil 2. Because that's one I can probably get for free for being on PlayStation Plus. Not right now, but it's probably coming very shortly.
Or I can teach you how to play Skyrim.
Well,
I already know
how to play Skyrim. I don't know. I might have to.
I've already beat Skyrim 3 times.
Listen, I haven't beat Skyrim. I just play just to play.
Yeah, no, I beat Skyrim like 3 times already.
Matter of fact, let's see how many followers Jenkins has on Twitch at this very moment. 34 people are following him on Twitch. Why are more people not following Jenkins on Twitch?
They don't love me.
Let's go.
I'm an ugly son of a bitch.
You know what?
Even hiding behind a microphone in a video game, they still hate me. I'm too ugly for this shit. I got a face for radio.
Well, so do I. So.
There's about to be 3 daddies.
You're not alone.
Oh, there's 3 daddies.
Sure, if that's how you want to refer to me, Jenkins and Scott. That's,
some of them. Fuck you. We're not going down like this.
That's Emma?
All right, then. That's,
Sorry, we literally just got, ambushed.
I'm sure you did. It's creepy. It's weird.
Grappled by its tongue. You know what? I'm sick and tired of this fucking one. All right.
So what have you been up to lately, Scott? How you been?
What the fuck is that?
Oh, you know how it goes, up and down.
Oh, don't I ever?
Twists and turns.
I've been in a really weird funk, like I was telling everybody earlier.
Depressive funk.
I've been in this weird manic depressive episode for 3 days now, and I have no idea why. Everything was fine, and something just triggered it. My sleep pattern's been completely off. I was sitting there making jokes to my mom earlier because she was like, "Oh, you should try melatonin." Because that's what she started using. I'm like, shit, I'm about to just ask Johnny whatever the fuck he's been dabbing on. Because he sat there and tried that CBD shit. And he would, fuck you, bitch. And, he seemed to be doing just fine with it. So, I might be looking into whatever oil he was using. Might even try it out my damn self. Yeah, I'm slowly getting back into the groove of things, and hopefully here soon I'll have a job to call my own so I can get out of this godforsaken shithole. Because I was telling everybody else, I think I was just telling you guys in chat earlier, because Johnny was like, "Oh, we need to get you a vacation."
No.
I think they just cut us off.
That shouldn't affect our game, though.
It's online. And I can't even reach optimum from here. It's not even coming up. So, that'll be the first thing we pay next week.
We knew it was coming. Stop. Don't even fucking start. Shit happens. No, I'm not gonna have you sit here and fucking beat yourself up over this. Wait a minute. It's happening again. What?
Everything's down?
Keep hitting search and tell me I'm wrong. Where's my other phone? We just got downed again. I think everybody's out because I can usually catch everybody. Nothing. See? No optimum, no cable.
I'm worried.
You see my point?
So what the fuck are these people doing?
Julian wasn't kidding. Julian's on optimum too. The whole time he was on with Mission Joe, he kept losing connection and his voice was like going in and out. All right. Before this tries to register that I'm still live, let me stop that.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you.